Stephen, you were hoping for a reaction after Saturday's defeat. How do you think that went down today?
I thought we got the perfect reaction. You know, as much as I was disappointed with the weekend's performance, I was delighted with tonight's performance. But we didn't win the game, you know, and we put so much into the game. We dominated the game for long periods. We created a number of really good chances. The only disappointing thing is the result, and ultimately that's what football's about. But as I said to the group, if we play in that manner and we apply ourselves in that manner, then I've got no doubts we can survive.
Sometimes you just need that little bit of luck, and that didn't seem to be the case tonight for you.
No, but you always earn the right for luck, and if it's not in this game, it'll be in the next game. But the most important thing for me tonight is that we got back to doing what I want us to do, and that was pass and press at the right moments and play with a lot of energy. And I thought we did that. We really, really applied ourselves. But sometimes you don't get what you deserve. But again, if I look back at the last five games, we've played five of the best teams in the division. And with the exception of Saturday's game, I think that we've proved that we're a match for anybody. And we should take confidence from that. And we should take great belief from that. And I think that there's a lot to be optimistic about in terms of what we're doing and how we're performing.
And of course, top strikers, given the space and room that he had tonight, they're going to punish you, aren't they?
Yeah, it was probably his only one real opportunity, and it was a terrific finish from him. I'm disappointed the moment that we gave it up, but he was clinical in his finish, and that's why he's a sought-after goal scorer in this league. But, you know, a lot of really good things from us tonight. I thought that Thomas Grant gave a wonderful debut. You know, he played in a position that's slightly alien to him, but he gave us a better balance to the midfield. He's a left-footed player, and I was delighted with the way he came in. So, you know, all in all, there's a lot of positives to take tonight, other than the result.
The group have been in very confident mood, and do you think that's dented after these two results?
Not at all. I think if you looked at our performance tonight, you know, nothing could be further from the truth. You know, I spoke prior to this game about the importance of us getting back to doing what we do best, and that's why I asked of them. And we played in a way that I think, you know, certainly defies your league position. You know, I think you need to be brave in the manner that we played tonight, and the players certainly showed that.
Back-to-back defeats, however, and that still means that you're still in the throes of a relegation battle, Stephen. That was an opportunity missed tonight, wasn't it, to break away?
Of course it was. We missed the opportunity, we know that. But, you know, I know from the players' reaction tonight and the way that they performed that, you know, if we continue to do that, then we'll be fine. I'm pretty certain of that.
In terms of your injuries, how are things progressing? Have you anybody that's anywhere near coming back? Nathan Pond, Sarcevic?
Saturday, again, might be too soon for them. We'll obviously give them every opportunity, but you know, we'll obviously see how it develops during the week. But the signs are that Saturday might just be, you know, a several days too soon.
Further up the pitch, Wes Burns was a bright spark again tonight. You restored him to the starting lineup.
Yeah, the truth is, I only left him out for the game down there because I knew we had three games in quick succession. And when I looked at his performances, the last time we had three games in quick succession, he struggled in the final game, and I didn't want that to be the case. I've got a number of strikers. I wanted to rotate the strikers so we had a real energy up there. And I spoke to him on that. But, you know, his reaction on Saturday to coming on at half-time, his performance here tonight, tells you everything about him. He's a terrific lad. We've been delighted since he's come in here. He's integrated into the group brilliantly, and he scored three goals in five games, which is a great return.
Goalkeeper for Walsall's had a bit of a night, hasn't he, as well? I mean, that save towards the end, incredible.
I thought he was possibly man of the match tonight, you know, and his final save from a great effort from Devante, you know, summed up his evening. But full credit to him, and of course, as I said, we're obviously disappointed with the result, but certainly not the performance.